One of the best things about Trump's big, beautiful bill, which has been passed by the House of Representatives and now awaits passage by the Senate and then reconciliation, of course. But I mean, it's not a perfect bill. Don't get me wrong. It increases the national debt by, I think, $4 trillion over a certain number of years. You know, it's got a lot of issues, but it's got a lot of great things in it as well. And one of those is that it removes suppressors, firearm suppressors, from the NFA schedule. And it would allow you to purchase a suppressor the same way you purchase a firearm, which, as you may well know, you need to go to an FFL, a federal firearms license dealer, and then you need to purchase the gun there, or you can do a transfer there. If you have a concealed carry permit in most states, then they don't do an FBI background check. If you don't have a concealed carry, then they do the FBI instant background check, the NICS system, as it's called. And, you know, you're providing your name and your address and your social and everything. And then the FBI gives a thumbs up or a thumbs down on whether that dealer can proceed with that firearms sale. But suppressors, for all these years, I think since, what was it, 1960, I forgot the year, the National Firearms Act, the NFA, suppressors have had to go through an extra process where you have to subject yourself to fingerprints, and then you have to fill out these other forms, and then you have to pay a $200 tax stamp, and then submit all that to the ATF, and then the ATF makes a decision after a period of a few months, or sometimes used to be a year. And then they tell you whether you're allowed to have the suppressors, and if everything's okay, then they tell you, yes, it's fine. And then you get to go pick up the suppressors that you already paid for maybe a year earlier. But even from that point forward, you have to keep all your paperwork for those suppressors, which for most of us usually involves a trust, you know, a legal vehicle that those of us who own suppressors, we typically set up trusts. And then we hold the suppressors in that trust. But, you know, anytime you transport the suppressors, you have to have all that paperwork with you. Even if you take it to a gun range, and some gun ranges maybe don't allow suppressors for some reason. I don't know. I use it all the time. I mean, I have a suppressor I use when I'm jogging on my ranch now. I've started doing this recently. I just take my, I have a 45 caliber Glock pistol with a suppressor on the front of it. And I use 45 rounds because they're naturally subsonic. And so when I'm jogging with my dog, I have all these steel plates set up and I'll jog and then I'll pop off a few rounds on the steel plates while I'm jogging. And I don't want to wear ear protection. Why? Because there's freaking rattlesnakes all over the place. So I want to be sure that I can hear a rattlesnake because that's dangerous. And I also don't want my hearing to go bad, right? So I need a suppressor on my 45 with naturally subsonic rounds. And I also don't want to put ear protection on my dog. So there's a great case for you right there where a suppressor helps me get better exercise and better training. I don't annoy anybody within earshot of those rounds, you know? And I don't damage my dog's hearing and I don't damage my own hearing. So suppressors are actually really good for your health, really good for your, you know, protecting your ears. So MAHA, if MAHA is, you know, legit, then MAHA should get behind suppressors because it protects your health, literally protects your health and prevents you from going deaf. So that's a good thing. But suppressors serve a multitude of purposes. They enable more training. They make guns less scary to people who are more on the beginner side because they don't have a big boom. And also, suppressors make a lot of firearms much easier to control. And I'm not exactly sure how the physics works on this. I just haven't looked into it. But my experience is that a lot of the higher caliber rifles, like, let's say, .338 Lapua, when I have a suppressor on it, it's so much easier to handle. There's less recoil. There's less shock and awe for the shooter. and yet, the round is still just as accurate. It has just the same velocity, etc. Versus if I take off the suppressor and put on something, you know, like the typical flash hider, which may have, you know, certain directional structures to help, you know, like a recoil handler set up on the front. I found that that's not nearly as good as a suppressor. So anytime that I shoot one of my 338 Lapua rifles, because I'm into long range shooting, I always shoot with a suppressor. It just makes the firearm so much easier to handle, easier to train with, etc. Now, that round, the 338 Lapua rounds, of course, are supersonic rounds, obviously. Or like 300 Win Mag are very fast supersonic rounds. So there's still going to be a supersonic crack. So I will still have some basic ear protection on when I'm shooting those rifles just because of the bullet crack. But if I'm shooting something that's much slower, like a 45 ACP pistol, then I don't wear any ear protection at all. Or sometimes I train with a 300 blackout rifle with 220 grain rounds. Or even like 210 grain, 200 grain, you can get subsonic rounds in the 300 blackout caliber that are on the heavy side, slow and heavy, and it's perfect for training. You know, I like jogging along and hitting plates because moving and shooting is really, really critical. And it takes skill, takes practice to be able to do that well and to line up your shots with the way your feet hit the ground and, you know, your red dot sights when you're bouncing all over the place. You know, try moving sideways and shooting too. Yeah, that's all kinds of fun. Get your legs all tangled up there. Anyway, it's great. This big, beautiful bill, it's great that it is currently going to remove suppressors from the NFA schedule. This is absolutely critical. And this is good for self-defense. It's good for training. It's good for health. It's good for freedom. All of that. And it took a long time to get this through. But I'll tell you this. The minute Trump signs that, I'm going to be joining about 10 million other Americans in lining up to buy a multitude of suppressors. So the suppressor companies are going to obviously love this, but they're going to be out of stock. They're going to be out of stock. So it's going to take another 6 months for them to catch up with production, probably, unless they pre-build everything, which would be wise. So I hope they do that. It's also going to tend to lower the prices of suppressors, which is a good thing, making them available to a lot more people for safer training. And you'll probably be able to get a pretty good suppressor for about the $500 to $600 range, where currently a lot of those suppressors, especially the lighter titanium ones, are more like closer to $1,000 or sometimes even more, depending on the caliber of it. So this is going to be a really great time for suppressors, and it's one of the good things in the bill. And I want to encourage you, if you have never trained with a suppressor, then get ready. You'll be able to get one very easily after this bill is signed into law, assuming it goes through the Senate. I encourage you to get a suppressor, or actually get like five of them, because you're going to need different calibers. You know, you're going to need one for 5.56 and 308. Usually you can use one suppressor for that. You know, for your battle rifles, and you're going to need one for your 9mm gun, maybe one for your 45 pistol. You're going to need, then if you do anything larger, like 300 Win Mag, etc., you're going to need a larger big bore caliber suppressor to handle all that energy. So right there, you need like four or five suppressors. But anyway, pick up some suppressors and start training with them, and you'll be really pleasantly surprised at how much easier it is to handle your firearm with a suppressor. It can make you a lot more accurate. It can make training a lot less intimidating, especially for newbies and especially for a lot of women that I've seen the first time on the firearms. It's the boom that really kind of rattles them. So pick up suppressors and support the suppressor companies. I own suppressors from, let's see, Dead Air. Of course, I've used the Silencer Co. company as the retailer before. But Dead Air, and what's the other company that makes those? I'm thinking they're called like AAC or something. I'm sorry, Advanced Armament. I forgot the name of the company. But Dead Air is one of the suppressor brands that I'm going with right now. In fact, the last batch I purchased were almost all dead air suppressors. So take advantage of this also before the Democrats get back into power and try to ban this thing too, you know? So get ready to buy a bunch of suppressors. That's what I'm going to do. I mean, what else are you going to do with money? You know, if you've got enough food to eat and you can already cover rent and everything, yeah, you can buy gold and silver, but suppressors might be worth more than gold, you know, one day coming up. Who knows? But be safe, everybody. Respect the law on these as well. You know, go through the legal process, fill out the forms, whatever is necessary. I keep everything legal. I don't have any illegal gun parts, anything like that. You know, I do it all by the book. So, you know, stay within the law, know the law, know your state laws, etc., and then get ready to splurge on some suppressors. It'll be a wonderful Christmas if it happens before then. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care, everybody. All right, we've got some really exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com, and I've got some on my desk I want to share with you. We have a new creamy tomato instant soup that's all certified organic, all laboratory tested, with incredibly clean, pristine ingredients. It's amazingly delicious, and I'd like to even show you, if you go to healthrangerstore.com and you click on the organic creamy tomato instant soup, if you scroll down to the ingredients, like look at this list. Organic heavy cream powder, okay? Real cream, not just artificial substitute garbage. Organic tomato powder, cheddar cheese powder, also organic, and butter powder. A little bit of guar gum for thickener, coconut sugar, slight amount of pink Himalayan salt. Again, onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper number 60 mesh. That's just the size of the black pepper. And that's it. No artificial colors, no MSG, no yeast extract, everything's organic. Except the salt, which of course is an inorganic crystalline structure. But everything's organic that can be organic. It's incredibly delicious. It's got a very long shelf life. We have it in number 10 cans and we have it in these pouches. It's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we're producing more ready-to-go food formulas. So not just the macaroni and cheese that we have that's been very popular, even hard for us to keep in stock, but also, you know, this tomato soup mix and much more coming. And that's cool. Can you show that side shot again? This is actually over here. These are pine needles under the microscope because I was just filming a microscope segment. Can you see that? And I'm zooming around the microscope. Look, check this out. We can even zoom in on these pine needles. I've got like this remote control microscope here. I have a whole nother segment on that if you want to see our new microscope and what we're doing with that. But we're using the best technology to look at food and to be able to, you know, find contaminants, not just visually with microscopy, but also, of course, with our ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory. So we do the heavy metals testing. We do the glyphosate testing. We do aflatoxin testing. We do E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold testing, and much more in order to make sure that you are getting the cleanest food available anywhere on this planet. Our contaminated world is not a safe place to eat. It's like a minefield. And we help you navigate that minefield with laboratory-tested, ultra-clean, and certified organic foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. Let me tell you about another one. We have green tea tincture here as well. And it's a non-alcohol formula. So it's certified organic. Here it is. Green tea tincture, naturally high in L-theanine, which is one of the, you know, miraculous molecules of green tea. And here you can read about it here. And it's a glycerin tincture as well. And green tea, of course, has EGCG and various catechins that have all kinds of amazing benefits for health. And I blend in a little bit of green tea into my smoothie as well. So, you know, on top of turmeric and on top of a whey protein and some of the other things that I use, because I'm powered by superfoods every single day. And then on top of that, we have this ultra delicious, we've got these new mango slices here. These are chewy, certified organic, laboratory tested mango slices. It's called soft dried, and it's just right for a snack. And I'm drooling a little bit because these are better than candy. They're like, if you're craving candy bars or something, try some of these. It's the best snack that you could think of. These organic mango slices, just ready to go. You could toss them in a purse or a backpack. Excuse me. You can take them on an airplane. You can take them to work, whatever. And we've got apple slices as well, the same kind of format right here. Now, you know, these aren't inexpensive, but they're ready to go, and you don't have to go out to a store and slice them up and figure out how to seal them up and so on. These are just ready to go. So it's convenient but healthy food. It's fast food but incredibly healthy, organic, lab-tested, you know, super fruits, basically, at least the mango. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy these products. They have amazing taste. They are loaded with amazing nutrients, and they're subjected to all of our protocols of laboratory testing and, you know, analysis and contaminant testing for all kinds of different things that we do. Plus, they're certified organic. You're going to get the cleanest foods and supplements at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us here at brighttown.com and naturalnews.com and healthrangerstore.com. And it's because of your purchases, by the way, that we can even afford to purchase things like this amazing microscope here that I'll be bringing you a whole slew of videos with microscopy that will just blow your mind. We're going to be looking at a lot of things. So a big public education effort here and a food safety education effort that's tied to the ability to be able to visualize at high magnification all kinds of foods and products off the shelf. So all that's coming, and thank you for your support. Again, green tea tincture, the organic tomato soup, we've got the mango slices, the apple slices, and so much more. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You will love every bite. And remember, our motto is healing the worlds with clean foods. We want you to maximize your potential, to maximize your health and your longevity. And we believe that producing ultra clean, verified, and incredibly delicious real food with no garbage, no fillers, no artificial colors, no MSG, none of that garbage, we believe that this is the way that we can help you pursue your purpose in life and stay healthy in the process. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.